Turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share. The magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's friendship circle. Today we're going to have an interview with Tommy and Caitlin from Alphabet Rockers. And I'd like to congratulate the Grammy-nominated in kids' music, Secret Agent, 23 Could Do, Recess Monkey, Brady Rhymer, and A Little Band That Could, Francis England, and the Okie Dokie Brothers. That's so cool. So before we get started, I will give you some... We will have some holiday plans that you can do while... You get ready for the holidays and start with your planning. We're also going to be reading The Night Before Christmas. You might know that story. Let's get started with Player's Life by Alphabet Rockers before we interview them.
Yeah. All right, everyone's here. Let's go.
Cool. You guys want to play a game?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to be the ones and twos. One's over here, two's right. Over there. You ready? It goes one, two, one, two. One, two, one, ooh, one, two, goes one, oh, one, 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 two, one, two, it goes one, two, like.
Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play, don't stop, just go, gonna stay in the playground zone, live that life till the street lights come on. Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play, don't stop, just go, gonna stay in the playground zone, live that life till the street lights come on. All my players together, whatever the weather, we play wall ball, kickball, baseball, tether. We're all instant friends and we're down for each other. No kingdom on the playground, we're kings and queens forever. Like swinging with your sister and sliding with your brothers. We all on the jam and it's all peanut butter. It's what it is, it's how we get down. It's the player's life out on the playground.
Ooh, you all right?
No, I'm good.
Yeah?
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on. Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on.
Here's the rules, there's only one kind. Be courteous, cool, no one gets left behind. Take turns, everything will be fine. And we can sort it out when it's cleanup time. Cause what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine. And we can laugh together in the monkey bar line. It's what it is, it's how we grind. In the player's life, it's always playtime.
Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on.
Why did he stop the music?
What? I don't know. I don't see the lights yet.
Me neither.
We still got time.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Tag it, we're back and we're racing. This time we're all in outer space chasing. Check the swings, I'll fly you to the moon. Hey, bring back a kickball, we'll need one soon. Who's up? Me, it's my turn to swing. I push you, can you push me? As high as you can, underdog please. Watch us as we do our thing. I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on. Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on.
Hi, this is Chloe. Hello. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we're going to have an interview with the Alphabet Rockers. Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Ask some questions. Can you answer them?
Happily.
Yeah, lucky.
How did you start your hip-hop group?
What a cool question, Chloe. Are you a hip-hopper yourself?
Yeah, I do 2 dance classes and one of them's hip-hop.
Oh my gosh, cool. Well, we started our group in 2007. And you want to know how we met each other?
Sure.
Okay, cool. This is Caitlin. And I was going to a hip-hop theater show, which is kind of like what you see in Hamilton on Broadway today, and I saw Tommy perform. And I was so impressed with them. They had beatboxing and incredible just storytelling in their show. And a few years later, I started the Alphabet Rockers, and he was the person I called to come rock with me. And we've been making shows and dances and songs together ever since.
Yep.
Cool. Our next question is, what inspired each of you to learn about hip-hop?
That's a great question. Wow.
Yeah, hip-hop was, I believe for both of us, it was something that we were in, and we really liked it before we even knew that we were learning about it. We loved the music, we loved the vibe of community, and being confident in yourself, and like the moves and the raps and like all of that stuff, but I didn't know that how much it was teaching me about life and how to be a man and how to be a person, and how to treat others. Hip hop helped me a lot with that as well, but I didn't lock on to its meaning for that until I was an adult.
That's cool. And for me, when I was in kindergarten, that was probably my first exposure to hip hop, and it was through the movies, this movie called Breakin', and it was breakdancing. So just like you, it's like I was loving hip hop fashion and dance. And it wasn't until I heard some other artists, probably in high school, that I really got into the message, and it was really the storytelling for me. And I really loved poetry as well, and I saw poetry coming right into the music in a way that it didn't happen in other styles of music. So it just took my heart, and since then, it's just all the music I play. But actually, we both listen to a lot of different kinds of music. You probably do, too. Mm-hmm. And one thing I noticed about hip-hop is that it's always bringing in different styles. So, like, even today, we were listening to a song by an artist that was sampling an R&B song. So it was pulling in music from a different style of, and even a different feeling, and then changing it up. And that's what we love to do as well.
That's
what about
cool.
you? Like, what inspired you to take hip hop dance?
Well, when I said I wanted to take ballet and hip hop, I wanted to take hip-hop first before I took ballet, because I also take ballet, and Mom says if I can do both, because they're both at the same day, so that's how I got to hip-hop dance. And actually, I had hip-hop yesterday.
Cool. I did ballet when I was a little girl as well. And, you know, all of the dance moves, of course, you see how they connect to each other. If you have good balance and connection in ballet, you can be able to do more complicated dance moves in hip-hop class, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Cool. How do you get your ideas for your songs?
That's great. What's your favorite Alphabet Rocker song? And maybe we'll tell you about where that came from.
I actually have 2. I like one, Player's Life, and then I also like your new one, Change the World.
Cool. That was a fun song to write. You know, we actually wrote that with kids. We were at a summer camp, and we were talking to some kids about what they wanted to do to change the world around them. And from that, we really based the song with their messages, but also our messages of what we see as adults and what we wanted to envision for a more peaceful community. And what's cool is you actually hear kids singing the song with us on the record. Did you hear their voices?
Yeah.
So we bring kids into the studio sometimes to sing and share their voices. So that's where that song came from. And maybe, Tom, you can take Player's Life.
Player's Life came out of us understanding that playing is important, and understanding that like being a parent, a child's most of their social stuff is out on the playground, and that's how they kind of navigate their way to meeting people, playing together, sharing, and all those things. So we thought that would be a fun song to like make it about like it's a serious thing the way we play. We seriously play, you know. It's also a fact that part of the child's development happens on the playground. All the things that the playground is made for, including those social things, but also things with climbing and rolling and hanging on and jumping off and things like that. It's also part of like the development of a child as well. So we thought we'd, you know, have some fun with that, those kind of facts, and also just like pay respect to play, which is everybody likes to play.
And when we were growing up, if the rules were a little different for like going to the playground with your parents, but like sometimes people would say, well, you can play until the streetlights come on and then you have to come home. So that's why we say, we want to play all day until the streetlights come on and then you better get home. So that was that reference.
Cool. That sounds cool. And our next question is, what song that you made do you like the best? For example, my mom liked the food song.
Cool.
Oh, man, I have a hard time saying this one is my favorite. But I will have to say that my favorite right now is a song that isn't quite out yet. It's called The Light. you'll be hearing it sooner than later, but it's just not really released to the world yet.
What do you like about that song, Tommy?
I like it because our perspective and our lyrics comes from the mind of a youngster asking parents to kind of be honest with them about what's happening in the world, and to I have an 8-year-old as well, and sometimes I don't want to discuss things with him because I think he's too young or too fragile and things, but honestly, it's kind of things that I should be talking to him with to help him prepare for the world that we live in. So we're starting to create some music surrounding that, you know, how to talk about, you know, subjects that are kind of hard to speak about, but also we can celebrate and have these discussions in a positive way. And it's only preparation for you guys as young people that's going to be our future. I know that's a lot of words.
My favorite song is Change the World. I love to sing it. I feel it in every part of my body when I sing it. I don't know if you've been singing along to it, but it's a good one that you can really feel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the message when we wrote it, Tommy and I were sitting together and we were really thinking about like what really mattered to us. And we wanted to be really honest to the audience about what we hoped would change in our world. So that meant a lot to me to share that in words.
Cool. No. Our next question is, your new song is Change the World. How can we change the world in 2017?
How can we what?
Change the world in 2017.
Chloe, you're so beautiful. I love this. I would like to know what you're going to do to change the world.
Yeah, right? Me too. I plan to have a lot of conversations, and I plan to try to look everybody in the eye, kind of see them for who they are. That's going to be my 2017, is to like navigate through the world in that way. I currently walk through the world, and I don't look at very many people. I'm kind of in my own head and things, but I think I'm going to be looking for that connection next year to try to change.
Well, I love that. And whenever we look each other in the eyes, we always see more of a person, don't we? My goal in 2017 is to be an ally, because I am a white woman and I have the opportunity to have a lot of extra rights in this country that are not, that I don't see as fair. So my goal is to kind of fight for everyone else's rights with, alongside with them. Do you know what I mean by that, Chloe?
No.
It's like being an ally. It's like being a really good friend to everyone. And sometimes it might be hard. And other times it'll be joyful. And so, for example, we're going to be doing a concert tour and we're going to be bringing everyone together and learning people's names and talking about how beautiful our different skin colors are. And then also talking about how we can stand up for each other. So part of that will be our learning as Caitlin and Tommy, and part of it will be building communities around the country. So that's important to us. And part of that for me is also like our songwriting, like making sure that we continue to write songs that kids want to sing, that parents want to hear, that remind us of how we can be stronger together, how we can stand up for each other, and not just, you know, kind of space out and forget, because that's so important.
All right. Do you want to play this or that? It's a game where I can give you two things, and you will choose what you like better.
Okay. That sounds super fun. Maybe Tommy can go first.
Okay. So first one is doll or car?
Doll or car? Car.
I would choose doll.
You choose doll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our next one
What about...
What if I chose a doll of a car?
Next one is turkey or ham?
Ooh, that's me? I'm going to go with ham because, you know, we like to ham it up.
You're a turkey.
See, Chloe, now you got all our jokes coming out. Here we go.
I want to choose turkey.
Oh, man, that's two. We're off. I love it.
Our next one is parties or PJs by the fire?
Party.
I'm going to go with party, too.
I'm going to go with
party. Because we like to dance and see each other.
I'm going to go with parties.
Oh, yeah.
Our next one is give or get.
Definitely give.
Oh, give or what?
Get.
Oh, give.
I choose both because give. I do like giving presents and I do like getting presents.
Oh, nice.
Tree or stocking?
Tree.
I would choose...
Stocking.
I would choose tree.
Why?
Because a lot of the presents that I really want are usually under the tree.
I think tree because I love the light. I love the light so much.
I chose stocking because I still feel like the presents will be there. The tree wouldn't be there, but I like to actually stuff stockings for other folks.
Oh, can I get one?
In the house.
Nice.
That was our last question, so thank you.
Thank you, Chloe.
That's great. You should stock one too. You should for Santa to come and get a stocking. I love stocking them.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
Wishing for a day where we don't have to hide who we are, how we pray, who we love, it's alright. Everyone gets a chance to speak their mind, and people stand up for what's right. How about you? Will you make that change? How about me? Will I do the same?
Wishing for a time when the world's safe for all, but no matter who it is, there's help when we fall. No one is alone, love is the call. Feel safe without borders or walls. How about you? Would you make that change? How about me? Will I do the same? Wishing we could change the world.
Welcome back to Chloe's French Circle. Here are some holiday plans you can or will do if you don't have anything planned. If you have a school holiday concert, maybe you can plan that for the day it's happening. You can go out ice skating. You can go outside and build snowmen. You can visit family or friends for Christmas parties. And you can even just one time even stay home by the fire. And we can also eat hot cocoa, because that's a snack to eat for Christmas time. Those are some holiday plans you can do. I hope you try them. Here's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by a War Dog and a Band of Shy.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go.
Everybody sing a song.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to love to call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bad, won't you guide my sleigh today?
Then how the reindeer loved him, and he shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll be down in history.
I made it out of clay. When the giant ready, oh Gino, I will play.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to never call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, then how the reindeer loved him, as he shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll be down in history. Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go. Ho, 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 ho.
You'll go down in history. 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 You'll go down in her story. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. For your right, for your right, for your right, for your right.
Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now I have a reading of The Night Before Christmas for you to listen to. Let's start it off like this. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon will be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out from the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh, an 8 tiny windier, with a little old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose was like a cherry. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to a gimp he gave a whistle, and away on flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain as he drove out of sight. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. That was our story. And now it's already time for the Friendship Pledge. Friendship Pledge is no matter what holiday you celebrate, you can still have fun. Here is Hanukkah song from Josh and the Jamtones, If You Celebrate It. I know you didn't get any songs for this episode, so if you celebrate Hanukkah, here's a song for you. Bye!
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light up menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance a horror. Gather around the table, we'll give you a treat. Sibbe bone to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance a horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Sibbe bone to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. While we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago. Hey, Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance a horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Sibbe bone to play with and latkes to eat. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance a horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Sibbe bone to play with and latkes to eat.